Hey, Friday podcast shout out.
I want to give a shout out.
Kate, Tim and Marty's podcast shout out.
What you got, Kate Richard?
Oh, I have a podcast shout out request from Rose. Can I get a podcast shout out? Love the banter, guys.
Who doesn't?
Always.
It's all about the banter.
Trying not to laugh out loud at work. Thanks, Rose.
Very formal.
Get your shout out in. Tweet at Kate Tim Marty.
4:02:59.
Good afternoon, eh?
Good afternoon, K, Tim and Marty.
Kate, Tim and Marty, driving you home.
You're home with us.
You're home.
On Nova.
Making love at midnight. No thanks, we've just had dinner.
It's a bit late. If you'd like making
love at midnight. Who doesn't? I mean, I don't, ooh, but who else does it?
It's a bit late.
Oh, it's way too late.
Well, it depends how long you've been out of bed.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, and what you've been doing before you fell into it.
How often would you...
What?
Question without notice. Are you going to actually ask? No, you go.
Question without notice. How often would you actually hop into a midnight session? With commitment. Not just half-assed because it's
not just rubbing yourself against.
Oh, my God! The bedpost?
No, oh, hang on. No one suggested it's an inanimate object.
I was going to ask.
I was going to ask, how quickly after dinner have you gone?
Well, it depends how quick I want to get to sleep and just get the day over with.
Oh, I'm so hearing that. I saw someone the other day say if you're having issues in the bedroom with your partner, you should put two magnets on the fridge. And one direction, if the magnets are going down, that's what your sort of libido is suggesting. And the other person's magnet might be going up. So you just go and look at your fridge and go, well, it's not going to happen today. Mine's down and hers is up.
What if you're reading that differently? Because down could mean something completely different.
Or if you hated your partner, you go and manipulate the magnets.
Yeah, that's right. Suddenly you got a beer opener as your magnet.
Very soon, more Ed Sheeran tickets. You know what's happening next week. Nova's Red Room at the Opera House is going to be massive. A double hit at Glossy's not too far away. We'll jump in the jacuzzi in an hour's time as well. Steve Price v. John Laws, but this time one's in Africa and one's in Sydney. Massive, not far
massive.
Away. Up next, though, why did you end the engagement? Andy Grammer first. Oh, Andy Grammer, fresh eyes. Nothing like some freshies. Really get you going.
I quite like that song. It's my new fave.
A little slow for me.
I'd love some fresh ears.
Oh, I'm still laughing at your old jokes. Don't worry, no matter that these ears are
Oh my God, are you okay?
Jesus.
We'll push on, shall we?
There's something going on in the kitchen out there and it looks exciting.
What is
exciting.
It? What
I
is
don't
it?
Know. Something's being delivered.
Lean cuisine?
No, I don't know.
Don't get so distracted.
Oh, well, it's a little more interesting than what... I beg your pardon.
You're like a Labrador.
Get your head in the game and stop playing Pokemon.
Why did you end the engagement? And Marty, you were about to start the conversation off air and you are so right.
Yeah, this was always going to happen. Let's just put the sort of proviso if it indeed it is happening, because it is at this stage speculation and hearsay. We haven't had a comment from either camp. So at this stage, it could be entirely made up, which we wouldn't put past any of the publications that are being mentioned in the following story. It's been reported that 48-year-old Kylie Minogue, our very own Kylie, has broken up with her 29-year-old fiancé, Joshua Sassy.
But he does love a beard, doesn't he?
Oh, doesn't he? He's a hipster.
And I'm 29. Not calling Kylie a beard. I'm calling his beard a beard.
No, he's actually got a beard.
It is
unlike
a nice
other relationships. maybe perhaps someone who's soon having twins. He has... The suggestion is that Joshua Sassy has cheated on her. Well, can I say something? As much as I'm all for equality, and I genuinely am, I don't care what gender you are or want to be. I don't care what your sexual preference is or what you want to do with your own life. I think that's wonderful. But when he came out here and gave it a bit of a quality T-shirt, what was the event where he stood next to her with his
Arias?
Yeah, we were in the room, mate. I saw a bit of sass,
mate. Don't come over here and tell us what we should be doing. Honestly, you're far too sassy.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Well, you were probably at the sports bar when he was up.
Was it?
Yeah. You could have. You might have been able to tell from his teeth.
Oh, he's a very attractive young man. Incredibly piercing eyes.
Mm. Oh, 29 though. See, there's your issue there. 29 and 48. It's.
I rang the sass bell on that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Should have rung it earlier.
Ding ding, Joshua Sassy.
A source has said she no longer trusts him. Now, I don't know who the source is, but it's pretty heavy stuff. The word trust has been thrown around. I hate that word. She no longer trusts him.
I thought you hated liquor and candy.
Yeah, they're too. I hate those two. Kylie was reportedly furious and ordered her toy boy fiancé, I said toy boy, you heard bird turd, out of her home after growing suspicions he had become close to actress Marta Millans. Do we know her?
Yes.
Marta Millans?
Vaguely. Yes.
She's a very attractive young woman.
She's Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Spanish. Yes. Raised in Madrid. Your favourite place, Blackers.
Yeah, a bit dirty in some parts.
Yeah, sure. Tapas.
Tap that.
Yeah, tapas that.
You know what actresses are like.
Oh, absolutely. You certainly do. We work with one.
Unless it's written down for me.
Oh, I know.
I beg your pardon.
Try moving outside the script. Oh, no, don't bother. Get back on script.
I had to put a little X. Just down on the carpet there, so Kate knew which microphone to talk into.
It's not an X, mate. It's a T, usually.
It's a mark, though, isn't it?
Well, move to your mark.
Quick.
She started off working on Broadway. Who cares? She's fluent in seven languages, so she's obviously bright. In addition to acting, Marta's been busy establishing the sales of her family's organic goat cheese from Spain into the United States.
Are you making this up now?
who doesn't love organic goat cheese?
I would love a bit of that.
He'll be jumping up doing marriage equality for goats soon.
Oh, I know.
At the Arias.
Be saying that all goats have the right to see whatever goats they want.
Do your own awards night.
Yeah, I know. Don't bring it here.
Go to the Brits.
Mind you, I agree with the sentiment.
Of course. But you're not heading to London telling them what to think.
No, but I would date Kylie.
Why did you end the engagement?
A lucky lady.
You'd date some goat's cheese, too. 13-24-10, give us a call. Jean Bellion, all-time low on Nova. Happy Friday. We'll jump in the jacuzzi soon. Give us a call. 13-24-10. Why did you end the engagement? It's very specific, but call us. Why did you end the engagement? 13-24-10. Jump on the phone.
What was it? What was the reason? Did he cheat? Did she cheat? Did you just realise just in time that, oh, God, I don't think I'm in love with you? Mm. Or did you fall in love with someone else? Because, you know, sometimes that happens. You can't tell who you're going to fall in love with.
Mm. Was she spending too much on the big day and you just panicked and you wanted to have some beers with your bros?
Yeah. It's like, is she going to stop me having beers with my mates? She probably is. I'm off.
Or maybe that might be the best thing to happen to you. So you don't turn into an old drunk, lonely, with no one.
Who are you looking at when you say that?
No, yeah, I'm not. I'm looking out the window to an entire world out there of men sitting in the pub on their own.
I think there's something very romantic to be said for a man winding down in his twilight years around a bar with a couple of schooners in front of him and then going home to an empty house. I think there's something very romantic about that.
Would you still hit the pub if your house was empty?
Good question.
I mean,
you're driven to the pub?
Yeah, the pub is just a place where, you know, you're not told what to do.
Oh, my God.
Or hassled.
The thing is, I don't know why I get upset about these conversations. Because I really like the pub.
Do I know. You're just like us.
No, I'm not.
Exactly
I'm
like
you. Oh, mate, you are so like us. Oh, you are just like us. Kylie Minogue has separated from her fiancé, 29-year-old Joshua Sasse.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, the sass bell is ringing. The source that's quoted says she's obviously devastated, totally heartbroken. She really believed he was the one, but she no longer trusts him. There's a suggestion that he might have had a fling with Marta Millans.
The goat's cheese farmer.
Yes, of the goat's cheese fame. She loves goat's cheese, and it turns out so does Jonathan. But then, you know, every time Kylie Minogue comes up, it's like, oh, woe is Kylie's love life.
But
she's no different to anyone else. Most people have three or four relationships in life now.
What were her relationships? Because we thought she was engaged heaps, but this is only the first time, isn't
it? Well, she was with Olivia Martinez for 3 or 4 years.
Very early on, of course. Oh, sorry, you've got extra info, have you?
Yeah, I'm reading this off the sheet. Okay. And then she was with a model, Andreas Velenkosa.
Yeah, he was gorgeous too.
So really, when you think about it, in the last 15 years, she's seen three blokes.
That we know of.
Well, yeah.
Who were the old ones, though? Like Michael Hutchins?
Yeah, that's right. That was a big one. That was the little sesh on the plane, remember?
No.
But that was only for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then there was another bloke in there. But the world's changed. Committing yourself to one person for life, those days are over.
Maybe she should jump on that, you know, exclusive Tinder, Raya.
Oh, Raya. I was trying to think of the name of that the other day when I was talking.
It's easy for you to remember. Raya Ma.
That's how I remember it. Little Raya of Sunshine. How do you remember it?
Well, I don't. That's the point.
Well, now you've got two ways to remember it.
But I don't
it.
Need to remember it necessarily. I was just talking about it.
Your sunglasses. Ray-Bans.
Ray-Bans.
Just three little ways to remember
it. Okay, I've got it.
Melody.
Hi.
Hi. Why did you end the engagement?
Well, 1 month before I was meant to get married in Vegas in the little white chapel, I caught my ex in bed with his ex.
Oh, ex on ex.
Nice.
Not in your bed, Melody.
No, her bed.
And was that it? Just bang, that is it? Or was there a conversation about inappropriateness?
Conversation? No, it was more like a punch up in the street.
Okay.
But hang on, why were you at her house if you caught them in her bed?
I got a tip off.
Tip off.
Yeah. You're like a little Dick Tracy.
Yeah,
got a tip off from a friend and I went round there and his car was out the front and I put my hand on the bonnet and it was cold and I went, hello.
Oh, God, that's so clever.
Gosh, isn't that right?
Yeah, you're like a detective.
I love these stories. I mean, they're so sad.
I know, and you end up in the street.
Although she's a bit like that.
Yeah, I know. Give me some space, love. Kate, Tim and Marty.
Far out, it's Friday.
Kate, Tim and Marty, driving you home on Nova.
Far out, mate, it is Friday. In about half an hour, we jump in the jacuzzi. It's also worth mentioning, because tweets are still pouring through since this morning, there is an issue with the podcast that is being addressed.
Yes.
What's the issue?
It's just that there are no podcasts.
I know.
But we'll get to that. It's just that we need to let people know.
It's a morale issue.
We are
It's a morale issue.
Up.
We are onto it.
I'm not going to comment.
Don't comment, mate.
I don't want anyone upset or hurt anyone's feelings.
Very soon, those Ed Sheeran Red Room tickets. Are you wearing your Ed Sheeran t-shirt on Tuesday?
Yeah, of course I am.
You singlet?
Yeah, I might wear a flannel.
You're loving your urban still. Get your air horns out for a Friday. ASAP, Muramasa, Lovesick. Ed Sheeran tickets soon. Also, Steve Price v. John Laws from the jungle coming up in a second. Let's hit the glossies, though. Let's see what people are saying about people.
O-S-S-Y.
What are we saying about stuff?
I've paid my $59 to buy the Mundine-Danny Green fight tonight, and I'm looking forward to it.
59, is it?
$59.
And where is that? Adelaide?
Oval.
Adelaide Oval.
Oh, Adelaide Oval.
The premier... Well, arguably one of the premier sporting grounds in the world.
Mm. It was a great venue. I went there last year to see Hawthorn take on Port Adelaide. And in a 99.999% Port Adelaide crowd, good to see the boys get up.
Yeah, great to see the boys get up. No one's going to argue with that. Everyone loves to see Port Adelaide lose. Wallaby, including the people of Adelaide.
Not Goshie,
Wallaby,
though.
Not Goshie, of course. Wallaby star Quade Cooper, and please jump on Instagram and have a look at this photo. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. When I saw it this morning, I nearly fell off the couch. Quade Cooper, who fancies himself as a bit of a gloveman.
And also, who else is on the couch on a Friday? I love that.
At what, 11?
This morning. I almost fell off the couch.
Yeah.
There's an insight into your life.
Yeah, well, I slid off. He's stepping into the ring for his third professional fight on the undercard tonight between Mundine and Green. However, images emerged from the weigh-in, and social media was quick to point out his opponent, 22-year-old Jack McInnes, is not exactly in top shape from the cruiserweight battle. There's a photo of Jack.
Yeah.
Jack looks like that kid, Blackers, in the film clip with all the blokes who takes his shirt off. Remember we used to play...
Oh, my God, when I was 7 years old. What's his name?
I was going to say Alex someone, but it's not, is it?
Lucas Graham.
Oh. Lucas Graham.
He looks exactly like I love it. I knew who you were talking about.
Just a little... I hope my children come and that guy. Jack has had 55 fights. Across Muay Thai, kickboxing, and cage fighting, so he's committed to punching blokes out.
Yeah.
whether or not...
What's the success rate?
Well, it doesn't say. Anyway, look, have a look at the photo. It's pretty funny. Although I wouldn't say that to Jack's face because he may well be handier than the photo suggests he is.
I'm quickly, before you're glossy, what's the vibe on tonight? Is it a mundane night or is it a Danny Green night?
Well, I think the odds are in favour of Green from memory.
Someone just texted me it was $2.90 for mundane.
Yeah, and I think it was $1.40 for Green. So
okay.
Yeah, I think they're suggesting that Danny might win tonight.
That photo's just gone up on her Instagram, and it's hilarious.
Mm. Beautiful little jelly belly. And it's just ludicrous, isn't it?
Go in like that.
How did Quade keep a straight face at the weigh-in? He must have looked at that kid and thought, God, I'm about to fight my simpleton cousin.
Well, but don't say that. Maybe he's incredibly fit, though. You don't necessarily have to be cut.
He'd
like
fight
Quade.
Dirty, I reckon. He'd fight real dirty.
More time.
As dirty as a chocolate eclair.
As dirty as a cinnamon donut. Kick you in the face and then steal your scones.
Follow up to Beyonce's announcement yesterday. She's expecting twins, of course. We've all seen the photograph of her draped in fly screen and surrounded by
in
flowers.
Front of the flower wall.
Matthew, what's this? Her father, Matthew. Apparently,
Father Matthew.
He didn't know that she was expecting until she saw the announcement, like the rest of us.
Oh, she wouldn't let many people in.
Well, I would imagine you tell one person and then they think it's their news and they tell the next person. And
well, tell your dad, though, I would have thought.
Well, I don't know what their relationship is, but Matthew, who teaches entertainment industry courses, said, I was shocked. Let me tell you what happened. I first got a text and I was like, why is this person saying congratulations? Then I get a second text from one of my students and I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, so your student shouldn't be texting you.
Well, exactly. Yeah, why have they got his number?
That does seem inappropriate.
Anyway,
that probably answers a few questions as to why Beyonce's not in touch with her creepy dad.
He did say it was wonderful, though. He hasn't kind of spoken out and said he's outraged. He's saying congratulations himself and that they had a wonderful chat.
Thank you for your blessings and your well wishes. I'm the happiest grandfather in the world. Congratulations, Beyonce and Jay.
Oh, how heartfelt.
God, it all seems a bit public, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have her number. I'm serious.
He's probably got Jay-Z's. I bet he and Jay-Z go fishing all the time.
What you doing down there, Jay?
Get up this end, mate. I'll show you how to put that on the hook.
Catching myself a marlin. Julia Michaels and Issues. Here on Nova, it's Kate, Tim and Marty. I'm looking forward to sampling today's Jacuzzi Friday cocktail.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't looked at it.
The only cocktails the celebrities have been enjoying in the jungle, though, are ostrich bum cocktails. Am I right?
Okay.
Have you seen some of the food challenges?
I missed that one.
Steve Price seems to be a big ostrich bum fan.
See how Steve Price is getting asked to do all the challenges because Australia's desperately trying to get rid of him. So we don't have to look at an angry, genuine four-footer every night of the week.
At least, though, I'll give him one bit of credit. He's providing entertainment more than I can say for Tom Arnold, who's probably been paid 900 times more.
Isn't he the big marquee, the international marquee player almost?
Yeah, he is.
Well, Steve Price had a little comment because, look, he's a radio guy. We know him as a radio guy. A lot of people in Australia might know him as the guy on The Project on Mondays. It gets a bit cranky.
Yes.
He had a little chat about one of his former colleagues and, like, arch nemesises, Lawsy, John Laws.
He was celebrating 50 years in radio. Everybody who was on air was asked what they thought of John Laws. I said, the thing that always struck me about John Laws, he's got very weird hair. It looks like it's green and fake.
Right, so there you go. Everyone's enjoying that, especially Nazim, his new best mate.
I know, and Steve's just summed up 50 years of a career by doing a joke about someone's hair. Have some respect, pig.
I believe as well, Laws is celebrating his 63rd year on the wireless.
Well done, John, and that I would imagine will go unequaled.
Oh, well, John's going to respond in a second, but here's the last bit of what Steve Price had to say in the jungle overnight.
The next day, I'm sitting in my office, and he gets off air, comes through the door. You f***ing little If you ever do that to me again, I'll f***ing smash you. So do it now. Don't wait.
Tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy. As if he's got his own office.
I remember he did go to TUE from Melbourne to be the big guy after Alan Jones left and went to 2GB.
Because that's what Sydney loves, isn't it? Sydney loves when a Melbourne personality moves to their town to take on a key shift. It's always gone really well.
Well, Lawsy had a little bit of... I was actually listening to Lawsy this morning, and you know, on his 63rd year in radio, he had this to say about his former colleague, Steve Price.
Well, I see that perennial windbag, Steve Price, has given me a bit of a serve on this Channel 10 program. I'm a would-be celebrity. Please get me out of here.
And he continues.
I didn't see it. Why would I want to see that funny little fat man? Piercy's still pretty bitter over his dumping from the 2UE breakfast show years ago. And there was a reason for that. He wasn't very good. And his ratings were about as vertically challenged as he is.
His ratings were awful. And they punted him. And now he's doing nights, I think.
Yeah, with Balti.
Oh, that's right.
And then there's this bit, the last little bit.
Every time he gets a shot at breakfast, he ends up doing a night shift. I don't know what goes wrong. Anyway, he's doing a night shift now, so I guess next is midnight to dawn, Stevie.
Kate, Tim and Marty on Nova.
The Chainsmokers. Harry on Nova. It's Kate, Tim and Marty jumping in the jacuzzi very soon.
I know, I can't.
Pumped for that.
I can't wait.
What swimmers did you bring in today, Marty?
I you remember that novelty crocodile G I used to occasionally wear to work? I've gone for those today, upstairs for the business.
I hope Kate knows not to smile at it.
Never smile.
Not at this crocodile.
A crocodile.
Did the money tear you apart is the question now. 13, 24, 10. Did the money tear you apart? 13, 24, 10. Was it a big win? Was it...
an inheritance.
Oh, there you go. Nice. 13, 24, 10. Did the money tear you apart?
Well, maybe you didn't have any money. Sometimes that can tear you apart too, can't it?
So true.
So did the no money
tear
you apart?
Well, no. I mean, let's not get bogged in the money part. This kind of money comes in the form of a lotto win. And it's a story close to home. Gary Barron, he's from Geelong. He's been in the news since about 2014 when it was alleged that he took off with the winnings. He won money from a workplace syndicate.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, he was a former toll courier, and in 2014 he was in charge of collecting the $20 from his workmates for the syndicate in a $50 million Powerball jackpot draw.
God, I love Powerball.
Do you?
Yeah, Dad's in Powerball.
I never know how to play it. I have to. It's like when I put a bet on if I'm at the Melbourne Cup or something.
You just go to the news agency and say, can I have 16 games in Powerball?
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't even know how to say that.
You just say I want a Powerball ticket.
Yeah, 16 games of Powerball.
How many games would you like? 16, 38?
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's $47. Jeez, that's a big
steep. I'll probably get 20 back and think I've won.
Yeah, I didn't understand ordering. Can I change my order?
Gary stopped showing up for work after he won all the cash. He claims he won the money on a separate ticket, though, he bought. He's saying that it's not the ticket that he bought with the $20 collected from all his workmates. He wants...
I'll turn it up, yeah. Gaz.
The Baron's arrived.
Come on, Gary.
He won $16.6 million and took off. He then started spending big, buying houses and fancy cars, including a BMW M4 convertible worth about $200,000.
It's funny people's idea of fancy.
He said that it was an inheritance. What do you mean? That's a fancy car, $200,000
worth of
car.
I don't want your mate from BMW to text. Yeah. Sorry, of course it's fancy. Of course it's fancy.
God, anything you're spending $200,000 on, you'd like to think it's a little bit fancy.
You'd want to be able to live in it, wouldn't you?
Well, if it's a $200,000 house, I wouldn't think it's that fancy.
No. I mean, you'd probably live like a king in Launceston in a $200,000 house.
With plenty of money for...
Just stop.
Friday night bong night.
Gary released a statement 7 months after his win. He said he won the lotto off a ticket he bought with $46.60 of his own money. This is his quote. The syndicate games were completely unrelated to my personal favourites game, which was, in fact, the successful ticket. But he did not tell his workmates what had happened. But in hindsight, of course, he now thinks that he should have explained. He added, and this is what we mean about the money tearing you apart. I never cheated my workmates, and I am disappointed that the matter has become so public and that my name, family and home have become so widely publicised.
Did the money tear you apart?
Give us a call. Good question.
13, 24, 10. Did the money just get in there and
It'd be hard to not keep it to yourself.
This is the best thing to come from the Gold Coast for a long time. Amy Shark, amazing song. It's a door to get us to the jacuzzi here on Nova. It is Kate, Tim and Marty, 13, 24, 10. Amy Shark, adore. Love that. On Nova, it's Kate, Tim and Marty. Going to adore getting in the jacuzzi with you guys in a second.
God, so much goss to catch up on.
I know. I can't wait to turn these mics off and get back to what we were really talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's so much more interesting.
Just heard about a new person I don't know.
Oh, there's plenty of them. You can walk out of the corridor and the first person you hit, you wouldn't know, I guarantee.
I'd know their face.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Did the money tear you apart? Yes. Very quickly before the news, 13, 24, 10, with a quick snapshot of this guy from Geelong.
Quick snapshot, a guy called Gary. He always collected the money to go into a syndicate with the blokes at work. He won, apparently, but he's saying it wasn't the syndicate ticket. It was one, you know, his favourites or whatever. Mm. They don't believe him.
Ryan. Did the money tear you apart, Ryan?
It literally tore me apart. I was walking along the streets of uni and I walked past a $2 coin and I thought, hang on, that wasn't a $2 coin. Turned around to pick it back up and literally tore my calf when I bent down to pick up the coin.
Tore your calf muscle. Now it literally tore him apart.
I was really nervous about Ryan.
So was I.
He was winding up.
Kate, Tim and Marty on Nova. Tim and Marty.
What a privilege. Talking into a bloody big stick.
Driving you home on Nova.
It's time to get into the jacuzzi.
Oh, yes, I think it is time. Let's just not muck around here. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's slink into the bubbles.
Oh, you turned that on without your hands, Blackett.
Oh, yeah. It's my new trick. No hands.
I'll show you my towel rack.
Marty, please, you know what? It's
Where's
so
the towel?
At least put the towel on.
Yeah, I know, you meant to have the towel.
I forgot the towel. Sorry, guys.
Oh, dear, that's just a classic classic stitch-up in the jacuzzi, eh?
Oh, no towel. Just,
never gets old.
You know what never gets old? The Jacuzzi Friday drink of the week, which today is...
The Dirty Shirley.
Mm-hmm. How are we... What are we doing here? It looks very
It is meant to have a bit of lime, but it's got a tasty little bit of green apple on the side today.
So it's like a fire engine.
Yeah, it is like a fire engine, isn't it? With a bit of vodka in the bottom of it.
30 mils of vodka, 150 mil of lemonade, and a dash of the old grenadine, which is always lovely.
Yeah, grenadine never goes out of style, does it?
Garnish as you like. It's really good.
It is nice.
Is that it?
That's it. It's as simple as that.
See, it's so simple. You could whip them up in the kitchen, be back in the jacuzzi before you know it.
Look who's in the jacuzzi with us. Our mate Sausage Legs is back.
Oh,
happy Friday.
Yeah.
My beer arm is strategically covering the wife's bump.
Oh, my God.
Is his wife pregnant?
Is the sausage expecting?
Are they having a little sausage?
Little boys.
A little chipolata. A couple of chipolatas.
Congratulations if you are, unless, of course, that's how you refer to your wife's breasts.
Yeah. Well, she might have banged on some weight over the Christmas season.
Haven't we all?
Her pudding bum.
I haven't. Pudding. You can say no to dessert sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Brandy custard, not every time. Here's Zane and Taylor Swift. Coming up, Dry Spells, also Bust Out. It's a big hour, not to mention Call of the Week and Weekend Review. Happy Friday. Zane and Taylor, I Don't Want to Live Forever. Ed Sheeran tickets very soon in Nova's Red Room. Coming up next week at the Sydney Opera House. We'll talk bust outs in a second.
Bust outs.
Enjoying the jacuzzi and enjoying the Dirty Shirley. It's very refreshing.
It is refreshing. It's a summer drink.
Are we keeping you up?
I am a bit tired.
You had the boss last night.
I had the boss last night, and I'm not going to lie, I was a bit dusty this morning. Do yourself a favour, if you haven't got a ticket, get one. Some people would have been watching I'm a Celebrity get me out of here last night because it's still pulling pretty strong numbers, actually.
Yeah.
Tizpora Malka Bat Israel is back in the news. On last night's episode of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, Tizpora admitted she hasn't, in inverted commas, had a shag in 6 years. 6 years.
Six years.
6 years.
Should I say it?
No.
Yeah,
6 years.
I'm just trying to think. Since 2010, that feels like a lifetime ago.
Oh, it really does. Well, as I said in the office before the show, after a while you'd give up entirely, wouldn't you?
Well, I think the less you do it, the less you feel inclined.
Tiz Pora was talking to Lisa Curry-Kenny.
Oh, that's a good sounding board.
Yeah, I think she's just Lisa Curry now.
Well, you say that every time, and I think we know that's the fact.
Is that the guy that was a pilot?
Yeah, you know, Grant Kenny.
Kenny?
Kenny? He wasn't Grant. A pilot, was he? He was an Iron Man.
No, he was. He made his money in development and aviation business.
Oh.
And made an absolute bucket load of money.
So there.
So there.
Tiz Pora was talking to Lisa Curry-Kenny when she made the personal admission, revealing she also has a special friend in South Australia.
Ash said to me today, she goes, God, I need a shag. And then I said, don't, I haven't had a shag in 6 years. And she was like, God. And I go, so you can see why I'm willing to fly to South Australia now?
Oh, so she does still want it.
Yeah. Ash is interesting.
Pollard.
Isn't she?
Mm. Yeah, I'm not a big fan, I don't think.
I'm staying out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, you have an opinion, though. You're allowed to hate ladies.
I don't hate ladies, though. I just didn't like the way she was trying to incite kind of...
Yeah, get Tegan on board the other night.
Get lovely little Tegan on board the hate train.
Well, don't forget, only last night or the night before all that, she was having a go at Tiz Pora about getting around with her boobs out and all that stuff.
Good.
Good what?
Finish
your sentences. You are on air.
Oh, good call. I am. I thought we were in the office. Or
Tiz Pora. Tiz Pora has also dished on her male friend in South Australia. I haven't seen him for a long time. We were teenage friends, she says. As soon as I can get a couple of weeks off, I'm going to go and stay in a hotel within walking distance from him and see how it goes. Well, he knows your plan now.
I know.
Yeah.
And walking distance is interesting.
Yeah. Can't get a cab. And as if she'd walk. Oh, Jesus.
You went there. I just said walking distance is interesting, but you actually just said
it. Well,
she
wouldn't need a car because if he's a gentleman, he'll be picking her up and dropping her off.
Oh, he could ride her over.
I beg your pardon.
Your Uber's arrived.
I might have to get out of this jacuzzi if this is the way this conversation is.
No, I'm not
going to
muck around anymore.
Don't muck around, mate.
Don't stop mucking about.
We're discussed.
Stop mucking about and be serious for a minute.
Be serious.
Can you just be serious?
Just for one second.
We've discussed that there may not be any physical chemistry between us. Well, then I would check some of these details before you book your hotel room. I know, I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. We are getting on really well on the phone. We've had marathon phone calls. We're like teenagers.
Marathon's an interesting choice of words.
Yeah, well, it's not as if she's running. We spent literally 7 hours on the phone one night together. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Unless you've got a good plan.
Well, that's it.
You
I mean...
do do that to start with, though, don't you?
Let's hope
there's
it's capped.
So much to talk about.
Dry spells. Come on, jump in the jacuzzi. How long did you go without it?
Yeah. Oh. How long's it been?
Yeah, the dry spell. 2014. The last time since your big marathon sesh.
Ooh.
This is naked and sensual, interestingly. I mean, you jump out of the jacuzzi for 2 minutes to go to the bathroom walk into one hell of a convo.
I don't
We're talking
like it
about
when you
ocean
leave
swimming
me in the jacuzzi with Marty on my own.
Dirty Shirley's all round. Enjoy one of those if you can. Vodka, lemonade and grenadine. I mean, it's like a little fire engine.
You couldn't have too many. They're a bit sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have as many as you want. Dry spells is what we're talking about at the moment after Tiz Pora Malka Israel Bat last night revealed on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here that she's had a 6-year dry spell. She was sharing that in a chat she was having with Lisa Curry-Kenny, or formerly Lisa Curry-Kenny, now Lisa Curry.
Who's on record as saying to Steve Price when she first got into the jungle, I really like your opinions.
I like your opinions. Strange thing to say to someone.
It's a really strange thing to say.
I like your opinions. I suppose you just say that because you sort of panic. You go, I like your opinions. And then you just go and sit down and go, why did I say I like his opinions?
You don't like his cargo shorts, so where else is there to go after that?
No, that's right. You couldn't possibly like his glasses and his eyes behind his glasses. He's got those funny glasses where your eyes are giant.
Does he?
Giant eyes. Behind.
God, they are so off-putting. Surely Specsavers can do something about that.
Yeah. I'll certainly get Alex Perry involved, I would have thought, and see if Alex can come up with a solution to make Steve look, I don't know, closer to normal.
He could certainly organise to get him into a flat.
Well,
oh, actually, not what,
he'd have to buy one off the plan. Certainly none have been finished. His Paula reckons she's got a mate in South Australia who she could pot any time she wants, but she hasn't decided if the chemistry's right, even though she's already talking about getting a hotel room within walking distance. As we've discussed, it'd have to be a short walk.
Now, Lachlan's...
Well, don't speak on behalf of me.
Lachlan's actually come up with a very little, witty little tweet about I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, that I don't think anyone's mentioned yet.
Who's Lachlan? Mm.
Lachlan on Twitter. I don't know these people personally. They're not texting me.
It's not the...
No.
I wonder if Casey Donovan knew she was going to meet a catfisher in the jungle. Get it, Kate Fisher? Come on!
Okay.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's right. Pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's all right. That is good.
Apologies for bringing the vibe up.
No, you are really trying, and no one's helping you.
No, that's cool. Let's talk dry spells. Nathan, what's yours? Nathan,
hello,
welcome to the jacuzzi.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a hard 5 months for me, very hard.
5 months? It doesn't seem... 5 months seems sort of, I don't think that's outrageously long. I mean, I suppose it is long if you're in the middle of it, but it doesn't seem...
Mm. Oh, it's been hard. It's like the biggest drought I've been in.
Are you in a relationship, Nathan, or are you out of one?
Oh, she walked out on me 5 months ago. Yeah, we're in a relationship from 13.
From how old are you now?
I'm 28.
Oh, God, okay. So this could be the beginning of a longer dry spell for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing that I'm not having it with anyone else because I want it back.
Yeah. Oh, God, okay.
Good you're man. Going
through... We've got a baby together, so it's pretty hard.
Of course.
You're going through that process of deciding whether you're going to push on with your life and start seeing other people.
Well, that's the thing. I just can't do it. It's just too hard.
Although, to be single and 28, I mean, that's another great thing that you might be overlooking.
Yeah.
I'm still a spring chicken.
That's it, you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are, Nathan. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
You can still go on Kentucky. You've got 2 years, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I think you can be under 30 for Kentucky.
Or is it 35 for Kentucky? Either way, get on a double-decker bus in London.
Absolutely.
And then take a bus tour around London.
His ratings were about as vertically challenged as these.
Kate, Tim and Marty, driving you home on Nova.
All right, fresh out of the jacuzzi and fresh for another half an hour. We were talking about John Laws and Steve Price. They're not mincing words with each other. No. And John Laws will be on air with Fitzy and Whipper after the news at 6. But right now...
Please welcome Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. See me live with the Nova Red Room at the Sydney Opera House.
You're going to cut up your Nova T-shirt, Kate, and like... tied up into a little singlet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll subject everyone to this midriff any day of the week.
I'd love to see your midriff.
Don't hold your breath, Shigsy.
A friend of mine, Bianca, who used to work on this station, used to take the promotional shirts home, cut the sleeves off and fray them a bit and then tie it up at the front.
Nice. Good look.
Okay.
Great look.
How do I get my hands on a Nova T-shirt, though?
As long as it's a new one.
Yeah, I don't know. Topical.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Ed Sheeran's latest tracks, of course, Castle on the Hill, which we'll hear in a matter of seconds, and Shape of You, available now and on the forthcoming album, Divide, released March 3. All you need to do is pick a line for us.
Is that me?
Can you just say the line without the name, though? Because you're ruining the...
surprise.
The surprise.
Oh, for the person, because they don't know what line they're on.
No, for after the show.
Okay, I'm going to pick line 4.
Okay, nice. Is that 4? Okay, now you can say it. Hello, line 4.
You can say hello.
Megan.
Hello.
Hi, it's you. We'll see you at Ed Sheeran.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Congratulations at Sydney's Opera House, Nova's Red Room, the most iconic venue in the world, and Ed will be there.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Playing new and old, no doubt. Mm-hmm. He's running us through the catalogue. I do know he's got a new loop pedal that he'll be testing out. But obviously it'll be brilliant. More invites in the surgery at 7 o'clock with Smallsy. Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. As I said, some of your last invites with Smallsy. in the surgery from 7. I know he's very pumped about that. We'll have some more on Monday, I know. So novafm.com.au. Call of the Week and Week in Review all coming out. But let's talk bust outs.
Yes.
Boom. Bust out. Bust out.
Busting out.
Bust outs.
Was that you, Marty?
Yeah.
Boobs! Bust out.
Bust out. Poor old Britney Spurs.
Britney Spurt, what's she up to?
I didn't say spoon.
Did you say spurt?
No, I didn't say spurt.
Spurt's an awful word. It's like squirt.
Well, oh, remember when I used to say squirt wars all the time?
Oh, that's yeah, I remember.
That's your favourite.
I remember.
Adult movie.
No, please. Doesn't anyway.
It's no in Diana Jones in the Temple of Poon.
Stop it.
Well, certainly no shaving Ryan's privates.
Well done.
There we go.
I still
You've
have to think
practicing.
About it.
Or your
I
other one? You know,
Oh, I can't. I'm not going to say that. That's
okay.
No.
What's your favourite though?
Not since I've had children and everything.
Yeah, fair enough.
Britney Spears. She's had it. She's busted out at a concert in Las Vegas because that's
she's
where
still
she's
in Vegas,
out.
Isn't she? She's been there for there. Years.
Well, she's up there with like the Celine Dion's and I think J-Lo. What?
J-Lo?
12 months ago, we were in Vegas, Marty. You would know that.
I know February. When in February were we there?
February last year we were in Vegas.
Yeah, but when in February?
I think we got back on like the 17th or something like that. That
how could you possibly remember that?
Oh, because I had, you know, plans to make and I'm back on that day. And don't worry, everyone, the world won't fall apart just because I'm away.
Wow.
Yeah, we all knew it would be fine.
Britney Spears has suffered this wardrobe malfunction.
Share a photo of it?
Yeah, it is. And it's on our Instagram at Kate Tim Marty.
Is it really?
Yeah. Have a look on your Insta. It was an accident. Her leotard, which is one of those kind of plunging Vs right down to almost her belly button, it's kind of come apart. In the photograph, it actually looks like a dancer is.
It does. I was about to say it looks a bit on purpose.
Yeah, pulling it
looks
apart.
Looks like he's grabbed it.
Yeah.
Surprised the dancers are allowed to touch her, though.
I guess so. Well, they do tend to touch the lead when they have to hold them up into the air. And
do they do that with Mariah?
Grab them.
You know, that concert that you went to in Vegas that I wasn't allowed to go to?
For everybody's best interests. No, I don't think they lift. They don't lift Mariah. Mariah gets brought out on the jet ski and things.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I don't think she was lifted. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, there were loads of people in the crowd like, wow, this is a moment that has to be captured.
Absolutely.
So it's going
around
everywhere.
Don't put words
everywhere.
Into their mouth.
No, you weren't there, so that is fair.
But for concerts where you're not meant to be recording or taking photographs or filming anything, there always seems to be a hell of a lot of footage of these things.
Mm. You said a hell of a lot too. I mean, careful. Kids are back at school.
Okay, sorry. Well, that's it. She busted out.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Oh, God, I should have done the story about the thing
in
the foot.
I told you to.
But I'll do it Monday, the same time Monday.
Oh, yeah, listen out for that. It's going to be hot off the press.
Yeah, that's right, 72 hours from now.
Let's talk bust outs.
Yeah.
Did you bust out? When did you bust out? 13, 24, 10. Bust outs.
Yes.
Bust out.
Whoops, daisies. There she is.
Oh, my God. There they are.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe in the surf. That happens sometimes.
Oh, doesn't always it? Always in the surf.
I always look into the beach hoping for it to happen.
Me too. I usually make it happen.
Never happens when I'm there. 13, 24, 10. Bust outs. Give us a call. 13, 24, 10. Friendship.
Scrooge.
Molly Warren.
Losing a lot of spoons.
At your house.
Too many kiwi fruits being eaten with spoons that are discarded.
You should try putting potato jams in their lunchbox. No spoons required.
It'd be great if their school had a canteen.
Oh,
we'll move to the city.
Yeah.
just jokes.
It's a real trade-off, isn't it?
There are shops everywhere in the city. Right now we're talking about bust outs. Kate is at least.
Vaguely.
Look, I'm over here checking my Facebook.
Now, it's a really interesting story about Britney Spears in Vegas.
We were in Vegas last February.
We were.
And it's funny you say interesting.
What about the story?
Yep.
There were good days in Vegas.
They were.
I loved it. The tiki bar.
Oh, that was
Frankie's.
A great night.
I didn't go to that one.
Frankie's tiki bar?
I didn't go to that one.
That's why we had such a good night. It was a rager.
Because you weren't there bringing us down.
That's so rude.
Making rules and stuff.
I know. We should be here by 11:30.
Oh, my God. Someone's got to keep things in check. I was only thinking this morning that we couldn't do that zip line the first day because people had too much fun on the first night.
Tim.
Oh.
Anyway, Britney Spears has, I think, what they call a residency or something.
She does. Yeah. She does.
I don't know which.
Yeah, where is she?
Britney's Planet Hollywood Resorts and Casino.
Oh, Britney, that one. I don't remember that one.
Britney, Piece of Me. Anyway, she's dancing. I'm not sure to which song. And whoops-a-daisy, there's a
We walked past it. I had the big glass of Shiraz in my hand. Remember when we were on the street?
Was that where that so was? Disgusting. Okay.
Hey, you're allowed to walk around with booze. What can I say?
I don't think in a glass.
When in Rome.
It didn't seem to be too many rules over there from memory.
Except when Kate was around.
No.
Yeah, and then we should get some noodles. Really?
Oh, we should eat before that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I don't even care.
It was a year ago. You haven't got over it. Louisa.
Mate, just quietly, or not so quietly, just before we go to Louisa, it's the two of you talking about it. Not me.
You brought the story to the table.
Oh, not
Britney. In Vegas. Louisa, when did they bust? Did they bust out?
Oh, yeah, I busted out. I was on a holiday with a new boyfriend at the time, and he was a surfer, wanted to take me on a surfing lesson. Mm. I jumped on the surfboard, and my bottom fell off.
Oh.
Your whole bottom?
That's a different phoner. That's yeah, when did your bum bust out?
I bought them the day before for $5. So that'll learn me.
That'll learn me.
You get what you pay for, but seriously, your bottom's just flying off of the surf lesson.
They can't just fly off. I mean, you do. You must work that out previously.
And what's the problem? Hadn't he seen you without your bottoms
on? Yeah, but I guess it was a surf lesson.
New boyfriend. Maybe they hadn't.
All of a sudden, that Louisa's front bum's on display.
Grow up.
She was booby boarding.
That's funny.
Don't. Liz, bust out. Come on, Liz. Don't ruin the vibe, buddy. Yep.
Hello, guys. This happened 30 years ago. My girlfriend and I were sitting in the back of a friend's boat going ridiculously fast on the long Murray. We were playing Battle of the Century Girls. And the speed was
What was the weather like? Was it warm? Was it humid?
All right, thank you. It was actually the middle of summer.
Oh, you're welcome.
But I have perky nipples anyway, so they're good at any time.
And then what happened? The top flew off, did it?
Well, hey, don't ruin Liz's story. Let's find out, Liz. What happened?
Where we were flying along at a ridiculous speed, my bather's top slipped up around my neck.
Oh, Liz, you dirty bird.
Good story, Liz.
Oh. It's a bit of fun, though, isn't it?
Is that the time?
John Legend, Love Me Now. Oh, no, there it is, Kate Timmermarty. I'm a bit late to the La La Land party, but he was amazing in it. Very briefly.
You've seen it.
I saw it.
You saw it the other day. What'd you think?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Lives up to all the hype.
Does it?
It really does.
Because often they don't, but that's good news.
No, it is good. Gosler. The Ryan.
The Gosler.
The Gosler. Just amazing.
What was that amazing film it was in? Sorry?
Drive.
Yeah.
Drive.
What's your favourite film? This is someone asking me what my favourite film is.
What's your favourite Ryan Gosling film?
No. What's your favourite film?
What's your favourite film?
Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Overall? Yeah. Ever?
Yeah, it's right up there.
It's a good film.
I mean, there's obviously like the Tarantino ones.
Can he dance in La La Land?
He can.
Mate, he can do anything he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Can you put me through to the guys?
Could you put me through to the guys, please?
Caller of the week.
It was a pretty heckers wedding that we were talking about earlier in the week, and we asked the question, when did you just push on? Through it all, no matter what happened, you just pushed on.
Yeah.
And Claudia, the adult dancer, called us.
I'm a professional dancer. I got absolutely elbowed, knocked out on stage pretty much, split open my eyelid. Show didn't finish for another 20 minutes, couldn't walk off stage.
Yeah, of course not.
Just moving on, just getting on.
Yep,
blood rushing down the stage.
I love that attitude.
Claudia, well done.
Congratulations. You won our fourth Caller of the Week T-shirt for 2017. You've also won an exclusive Kate, Tim and Marty party drink tub and $250 to spend at celebrations.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go get drunk.
Okay.
After a whole weekend apart, the guys were keen for a catch-up.
You look amazing today, Kate Ritchie.
Been on set this morning.
What have you been doing?
QV?
Yes.
Earning a fortune. Yet I had to buy the coffees.
No, you didn't. No, classic, you didn't. Richie.
In fact, I don't think you've ever bought me anything.
I bought you ratings.
You're kidding, aren't you, mate? I've held an audience for 15 years.
Listen to the belly laugh on it.
I mean, are you joking?
We'll be the judge of that.
Kate really proves she brings the ratings when we chatted on Rick and Glacius.
What, in Madrid?
Dirty Madrid.
Oh, well, it depends what part you go to. It's not all dirty.
Yeah, dirty parts in every place.
So true. Oh,
good story.
When a yawn wasn't coming out of Marty's mouth, he proved there was certainly something going in.
What happened with the wrong number?
Discuss.
You having a chip?
Yep. Yeah, never get in the way of a man and his meal.
Are you still on page one?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I've got my hamburger and chips here, so believe me, I want to get through it.
Marty wasn't the only one thinking about food.
Who eats dates anyway?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not
well,
sure.
That's funny.
I love a scone with dates in it.
Oh, I'm sure you do, mate.
Kate sure does love her dates. She's not such a fan of her oysters, though.
Don't eat Kilpatrick. It's a waste of an oyster.
Of a what?
Waste of an oyster.
Oyster.
Because I was thinking of something else.
I'm intrigued. Because you're clearly not thinking about this show at the minute. Now back up, kiddo.
That's not how you say oysters. For a quick tutorial, our favourite Manu dropped by.
Yeah. Hi, Manu.
Oysters.
Oysters. You know, that's how you say it.
The other one we love that you do, Manu, is when you go, I do not like this.
I love it.
Thanks, Manu. It was clear the struggle was real this week with pronunciations.
Known as I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
Well, Sa Fei Trung.
Sa Fei Trung.
What did you say?
Sa Fei Trung.
Can I have smashed avo and the...
Sa Fei Trung.
Yeah, that'll do.
Imagine what I'd get. Could get anything.
Wash your hands.
Absolutely.
And the fourth co-host of the show didn't make it any easier.
Kate, can you announce the next caller, please?
No. Stop. Fork. Fork's on the phone.
You said that, mate.
Oh, no,
that was Kate Richards.
Unusual names then took the show by storm.
Bonnie Lee Brown. Quite a fortuitous name, considering we're talking about what got you in the butt. Bonnie Lee Brown.
Brown's come to town.
Look how it's Brown town.
The fun didn't stop there.
In the viral video, driver Matt Urin.
Urin?
Yeah, I believe so.
Matt Urin. It's good he could have put it out. Like he could have set it on fire and then put it out.
He might have been doing the bubbler at home.
Was it the bubbler?
Yeah. Todd Carney.
Giving it a bit of bloody
sure
naughty.
He's not the only one that's ever done it.
Well, I reckon
the only bloke I've ever seen do it.
He might be only one of 10.
I've known a lot of blokes. I've never seen any of them wee in their mouth.
Later in the week, we ask the big questions.
Who would you be an ambassador for? Apart from Ben Sherman, obviously, because you're rocking another polo today.
And bullets.
I'd probably...
Daryl Lee.
Vaseline I'd have a good close look at.
Only if they worked in with your schedule.
Of course.
I'm not coming in early.
And speaking of schedules, the boys developed a new code.
I'll just send you a quick emoji.
Do you have your period?
Did you send a hot chili?
Yeah, it's Chipotle.
He's coming in hot, that means. Oh, no.
It's Chipotle.
Everybody down.
It was all fun and games until things did get hot in here.
The fact that I drag myself in here at 2 o'clock every day is me pushing on.
An hour and a half early.
Send Marty a emoji quickly.
If it's a hot chili.
Actually, two hot chilies. It's escalated.
It's not.
You're like the total fire ban.
It's a severe day today, guys.
It's a three rockets.
No open fire.
What a week on the Kate, Tim and Marty show. Hey, Kate, why don't you sing us out in a cappella style? Actually, don't worry, Kate. We'll take it from here.
The steps.
What a week.
What a week.
The steps.
Yeah, I think it was. Hey, is this 90s?
Well, speaking of 90s, your chance to meet Salt and Pepper and the I Love 90s tour in LA.
What?
From Monday, Nova FM has all your details, novafm.com.au, plus those last tickets to Ed Sheeran at the Red Room. We should get some rest this weekend.
I know. Yes.
It's a big week.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you guys.
All right, see you Monday.
Sliding, gliding, here we go.
would I want to see that funny little fat man?
Miss the show?
It is over.
Download the Kate, Tim and Marty podcast now via iTunes, the podcast app on your phone, or at novafm.com.au. And keep up with the guys on Twitter and Instagram at Kate, Tim, Marty.